Now, with it says in the papers, here is John S. Doyle.
Rent is the main story for the Irish Examiner and Irish Independent. In the Examiner, Anne Murphy reports that the number of homes available to rent in Ireland at the start of this month has plunged to a record low of just 716, causing the highest monthly rent increases in more than 15 years. The figure is taken from the latest report on the rental market by the website daft.ie, which also provides the Independent story. Charlie Weston writes that rents rose by 12.6% in the 3 months to June compared to the same period last year. He says the average monthly asking price hit €1,618 because of a chronic shortage of supply as small landlords leave the market in droves. Homes for Ukrainian refugees are the main topic for the Irish Times. Jack Horgan-Jones reports that the government has yet to act on a proposal to convert vacant buildings into accommodation on a non-profit basis for those fleeing the Russian invasion of Ukraine. He says the proposal was made months ago by the Housing Commission and some of the largest builders in the state. Meanwhile, a weather warning has been issued for 18 counties as temperatures surge close to 30 degrees, a record not seen for the month of August in 27 years. So Dolly Busby reports in the Irish Daily Mail's lead story. The Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun concentrate on the continuing trial in Manchester of the former Manchester United footballer Ryan Giggs. The Irish Daily Star leads with a report on what it calls a scrap in the Dublin suburb of Finglas yesterday, involving a man described as gang boss Mr. Flashy, who the paper says armed himself with a bike saddle against some youths. August is a good time for officialdom to do anything the public is likely to find unpalatable, says the Times in an editorial. In this case, what the writer has in mind is the temporary restriction on private cars on the North Strand in Dublin to facilitate the construction of the Clontarf to city centre cycle route. This is the direction in which the city has to go to accommodate not just cyclists and walkers, but a better bus service, says the writer. There is much focus in the climate change agenda on moving to electric vehicles, but the total number of car journeys also has to fall. Timely then, the almost full page in the Times devoted to electric bikes and interviews with users of them. Following the restrictions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and the increase in energy prices with the war in Ukraine, Ronan McGreevy writes that e-bikes have resoundingly arrived globally as a source of mass transportation.